Who makes those over there? What's the brand?
What do you want me to look at?
The brand. They're not Brock's, right?
Sweethearts Candies, the original.
Sweethearts makes them?
Sweethearts. All one word. So really, Sweethearts.
Is that the brand of Sweethearts?
Yep.
Right, Mark, what does this one say? This says, does that say Carfool on it, this candy heart? Carfool? Canful?
SpanglerCandy.com.
Oh, Spangler makes them?
Carpool.
No. Carfool.
Carpool is no, what it says.
Oh, Carpool.
It Maybe doesn't it have does. One on the back here that says Carpool.
Yeah. Oh, they have all the different ones
says,
on the back?
Pick me, you're cute, kiss me, soulmate, lovebirds, be mine, crush on you. Oh, but they also have honey buns, sweet pea, wink, wink, beam. I don't think they represent all of them.
No. I wonder if you, can you get really filthy ones of these from the same shops
they
make those. Halstead?
They do?
Yeah.
Yep. You could play a game with it and like pull them out and be like, knob me off. And then you have to do that.
Just one with broth written on it.
Broth. Spray your broth. Spray the broth.
The broth of comedy.
Hey, you know, I thought I had an epiphany. So I was watching like an Instagram reel. I rarely ever look at Instagram, but I don't know why. I had it open for some reason. And this thing came. Did you see this? It was John Hughes. They had John Hughes going to all the sets of his different movies. Must be AI, obviously. And he was taking a selfie. Did you see that one?
I'm saying it, yeah.
And he would go to all the different movies, like Uncle Buck, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, and he'd be with the cast, right? First of all, how the fuck do they do that? Some of the people were actually the people, right? But some of them, like the John, it wasn't John Candy. It was like a John Candy lookalike.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
I don't get Instagram on my flip phone over here.
Yeah, so you really are using that.
I'm going for it.
Dude, that looks like a jitterbug.
What is a jitterbug?
A jitterbug is a flip phone for the elderly.
Oh, it definitely is, because look how big the numbers
that
are.
That is a jitterbug.
Yeah, huh. It's huge.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, John Hughes went to the, you know, through the movies, and then he went to Some Kind of Wonderful. You ever see that movie? Some Kind of Wonderful. Starring Mary Stuart Masterson and Leah Thompson and that guy right there. Eric Stoltz. Doesn't he look like Eric Stoltz? I'll show you the picture later.
I don't know who this is. I can't look it up.
You don't know who Eric Stoltz
you
is?
Do.
No one's ever said.
I mean, maybe if I saw the face.
Pulp Fiction.
What is he?
No, he wasn't in that.
Yes.
He wasn't in Pulp Fiction, was he? Eric Stoltz?
Where does John Travolta go when
you're right. He's the drug dealer, right?
Having
that guy? Right. You think I look like that guy?
Yeah.
Basically, the bathrobe. He was also Rocky in Mask, so that's
what
he's
saying. Yeah, I knew that would come up.
Rocky
you don't look
mask.
Like
Eric
I just Stoltz watched, in Mask.
Wait, Jim Carrey's Mask?
No.
Okay.
Not, so Rocky not Dennis mask, story. But,
okay. Wasn't there confusion with Stoltz and Michael J. Fox when they were both young? They were like, they're very similar as well.
Fox isn't a ginger.
Yeah, he is.
He is not.
He is.
I wouldn't call him a ginger. Would you call Michael J. Fox a ginger?
No, he's got brown hair.
He's the authority on ginger because he is a ginger.
I don't know.
Right.
It used to be a thing that Stoltz and Michael J. were very similar.
No, I don't think so. But
think about in Teen Wolf. He doesn't grow a bunch of red hair.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know, it's brown.
Yeah.
God, that film was shit, but it only came, it got re-released.
Teen Wolf? They redid it?
No, it got released in England because everyone went bananas for Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And obviously someone was like, ooh, we can capitalize on this. Everyone wants to know who this kid is. Let's bring this piece of shit out that we had refused to bring out originally.
That movie came out before Back to the Future, yeah?
Teen Wolf? But in England it came
pretty
out
close.
After.
Oh.
Like I say, it was so a never, capitalize on like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then I thought more about it, and I thought, well, he looks like Eric Stoltz. If Eric Stoltz and Nick Offerman had a child, it would be Christian. Both very handsome men, right? I'm just trying to create a visual for the listeners who are out there
What's
that are
going on
in love
with
you.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I was
going to
ask you,
in the discussion
has anyone
board?
Reached out?
No, my line's been dry.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Did you talk it over with your missus and tell her that there are listeners out there?
I'm not letting her know.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping that one close to the vest.
She doesn't listen to this program?
I think she does sometimes.
She does?
Yeah. So she might already know.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just bumped into someone this morning in the street who stopped me and said, I've been listening to your podcast. There are people listening to this podcast.
Who was it?
Some woman in the neighborhood. What?
Some woman
in the neighborhood.
No, I know who she is, but you don't.
But right, yeah. So and plus, you don't want to blow up her spot on the podcast,
right? Well, I'll give her a shout out, Melissa Richardson.
Hey,
thank you for listening. We'll acknowledge all our listeners like it's a pledge drive. Speaking of the others,
no, because we have to. And the only way we would know is we have to pay extra for our subscription.
Or
to get those metrics.
We just hear word of mouth. I think we might have one new listener after this episode.
Yeah, Danny Callis.
Maybe Danny Callis, but also Mr. Nolan Rafferty.
Oh, Nolan's listening?
Yeah, well, he asked me today if he could stop by. I said, actually, I'll be there recording a podcast.
Have him in.
He doesn't live here anymore.
I know, but if he's here, you said.
No, he was texting me.
Oh.
So I said, you should give it a listen. He said, I will.
Great. So now I can say lots of offensive things about the Irish.
Maybe we could get him in as a sponsor, Galway Bay.
Yeah.
This show's brought to you by the Galway Bay over there on Diversity near the lake.
Yep. You like Guinness and pool?
Yep.
Go to Galway Bay.
Yep. You like video games, old-timey video games?
Yep. And do you like every other Wednesday watching live dueling pianos by Christian and Christian?
Yeah.
Go to Galway Bay.
Cry yourself to sleep. Galway Bay.
They got a couch for that.
They do.
Yep.
They do.
It's very comfortable.
A little stage and a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so what, Callis is in here. Well, it was good to see Danny Callis. I don't know what your business was with him, but.
I got to build a stage.
That's what I figured. Yeah. You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Build it like the old time stages used to build?
You know me.
You probably have a garage full of old stages.
I gave them all away to this place over on Lincoln that. I don't think you ever saw. There was this really cool place on Lincoln where they all lived. It was like Hobbit Town. So there was this massive, huge communal space. And there were all these little rooms off to the side. And at any given time, there was maybe five or six people living there. But they shared this massive communal space.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was called Lincoln Loft, is what they called
it. Yeah, okay.
And
it's a homeless encampment?
No. It was just people living in these like little rooms, and then they had a massive common space with a little bar, and then they built themselves a theater.
And they put plays on and stuff.
And they put plays on. And I built, like, when they were doing it, they hadn't got a stage. And I said, I've got, like, maybe 30 square feet of stage sitting at my house from the old lodge. You can have it. And so I took it all over to them.
That's wild. Yeah, my first job in Chicago in 2009 was at the North Face in the John Hancock building. And somebody I work with lived there, and I went to go see him do a play.
Who was it?
Oh, I don't remember his name. He had red curly hair.
He was doing the play. He wasn't living there.
I think he might have been living there, too.
Because I knew most of the people who lived there.
Did you know a guy with red hair?
No.
Yeah.
This is like a commune.
Maybe he didn't live there.
Like an artist commune?
If you want to call it that. I mean, it was so there's a consignment shop over there.
Yep.
And then there was a bar next to it. And then you went in this door and there was three floors all with a huge space. And it was like one of those ones where comedians live together and one leaves and then another roommate just kind of slides in. It's kind of a bummer. They built this amazing like theater space.
It was really cool.
Where was it? What's the address?
It was like Lincoln and Diversity.
Yeah, it's like by Delilah's over there.
Yeah. And they got shut down because the asshole who lived above them had like a pan fire or something in their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire brigade come out. They said they put the fire out, but then they had to come into their space for some reason. And the fire brigade were like, whoa.
Yeah, you can't
have
all this.
What the shit is going on here?
Shut it down.
And they just shut it down.
Yeah.
It's too bad because, it was really cool. They made themselves a little bar. I mean, no way they had a liquor license, but they, just sell cheap beer or whatever.
You know all those black chairs?
Which ones?
At the front of ours.
The stools?
The stools in the window?
Bar stools.
Oh, really?
They're from there.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so wild. That's
great.
And
then I got a 10-foot-wide projector screen in the basement, like motorized.
Yeah.
That's from there.
So did you recoup the stages when you grabbed this other
stuff? No, because I think they used mine for a couple of years and then they kind of upgraded or something. But he said they'd use the wood. They'd sort of repurposed the wood. But when they got kicked out, I went over there and pulled a load of stuff at their behest. And it was like a more built-in stage.
Mm.
But yeah, it was amazing what they did. It was real.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
I can't believe I missed that. Well, I'm not surprised I missed it. I was in a coma for 20 years. Okay. I want to, since we were talking about sponsors, I have some news about our sponsor.
Which one?
Begain Construction.
Okay.
Oh.
I've had to suspend their sponsorship.
Oh, boy.
I've had to take action, and they're no longer a sponsor right now. I'm not saying it's pulled completely, but I'm suspending them.
What happened?
Not giving them any more free advertising. Well, for one, let me be transparent.
A botched backsplash.
No, it's not nothing to do with their work or any work done for me. Although one of their job sites I did drive by over on School in Lakeview, and debris was everywhere.
All of
the street, I had to drive around their debris. But that's not why I pulled their sponsorship. I was supposed to have plans with Begain over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife and me and my wife. We had plans. We had made these plans to go to the movies. We're going to see Melania.
Melania. Oh.
Only you would do that.
I want to see it.
I didn't even realize that was in theaters.
Oh, yeah. It's over the River.
Yeah, I thought
it was on
Amazon.
No. Well, it is, but it will be.
You can also watch it on the big screen.
And we're going to go to the diner and have something to eat beforehand. And they hemmed and hawed and didn't return our text the day of
the thing.
And then come 8 o'clock said, well, we're in our PJs. We're not going
anymore.
Oh, come
on. That's so weak.
Yeah.
So I don't blame you.
We're not doing business with them anymore. And listen, I'll be transparent. He hasn't given us anything, all right, for all this free advertising.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm not getting anything. I got the sweatshirt. He gave me a couple sweatshirts, right? And it's a nice sweatshirt I'm wearing here. But, you know. Listen, no more free advertising.
No.
You know, you don't even show up for...
Especially if only one out of three of us got a sweatshirt.
Right. You know, like you want to be like El Bagalero, our other sponsor?
Right.
Give us some free...
Right, throwing in some...
some free...
phenomenal bagels.
Phenomenal bagels. And we'll give you, you know, we'll...
The missus did eat it.
There was no jalapenos in it,
Jalapenos. She ate the everything.
Yep.
Then she ate half of the whatever the other one was.
Mm-hmm. I think that one was just a regular
bag. All right.
Yeah, but then she turned a nose up at it because it had been 3 days, so I had to finish the other half.
You ate it, though.
Yeah.
You're not above a 3-day old bagel.
No, you just toast it. It's fine.
Eat it.
Yeah.
I suspect that so the whole debate is, did I successfully take home the jalapeno bagel, which was the one I wanted to take home? But I think I did. I just think
you did.
a lot. Oh, did you ended up with it?
Listen, I had it the whole time. I didn't want to say I had it on my person when you were looking for it. Like, is this a jalapeno? I had it because I wanted it.
You're lying.
I'm not.
It's hilarious.
I swear to God. And I ate it in the car on the way home from this place. My second bagel of the day.
And I'm texting you guys about it the next day.
I knew you wanted it, but I also wanted it. And you know, you were thumbing around the bag. And
right. Yeah, well, yeah, I did say I didn't want to touch them all, you know.
Yeah.
So I was aware of that.
That was me.
That's great.
Do you hear from Al Bagalero?
No,
they didn't stop by.
Nope.
They said they might stop by.
You know, we do serve Irazu sandwiches here.
Yeah.
That is something we should plug more often.
They've
been phenomenal. It's a Costa Rican restaurant down the street. I don't get it. I don't get the hand signal.
You don't?
Oh, what? We don't get any money out of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. Then screw them.
But they would give food.
Yeah, they sell sandwiches.
Actually, no,
here.
They do give food to the
staff. I negotiated that into. They set up a little table here, and they'll bring prepared sandwiches and sell them to hungry bar patrons. And my theory is, people that are hungry won't buy another cocktail, but if you have something to eat, you're more likely to drink more.
Yeah,
and we make a little bit more money, and then they get to sell their sandwiches. And I negotiated into the contract that the staff also gets free sandwiches.
Good move.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't get one though, because
you should get one.
No, Claire told me he thinks I'm a bell end.
What is that? What is that?
He thinks I'm a twat. Apparently,
there's no way that's true.
I
don't think that's true.
I think I walked in. They all had a fucking nice meaty sandwich in their hand.
Yeah, they're delicious.
And I said, where's mine? And she said, he thinks you're a twat.
The owner of the restaurant?
She's got to be messing with you.
She's messing with you.
And this is—he's not the owner. He's the kid that the owner sends over.
But I've been nothing but good.
Yeah,
to the
right.
Kid.
And he's a really nice kid.
I've been giving him the bags of crisps.
Yeah, right. I seriously doubt that's true. I think she's pulling your leg.
I'm trying to encourage him to do a crisps and sandwich thing.
Yeah.
Because once that salt hits the gob,
sure.
We get another
exactly.
Sale.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to sell. When I was looking for a bowl for these candy hearts. I couldn't find one. And then I looked in that main room. I was like, I wonder if they ever put out any like nuts and snacks. You should put little dishes of nuts, mixed nuts.
And you're in a whole health department.
Oh, come on. You can do that, can't you? Can't serve nuts in a dish for free?
Well, no, you
especially
can.
Not nuts.
You can. And then you can walk in the following morning and find fucking rats and mice everywhere.
Well, Mark, let me ask you. If you were to have a sandwich from...
Irazu.
You don't want one anymore? If you were to have one, would you rather chicken, steak, or vegetable?
I don't care.
Steak. He likes steak.
Steak. The steak is the best one.
Yeah. So why didn't you hit Jewel today and get the dog? You're so hungry.
Because I had to meet Danny here at 11, too early. Yeah. So I figured 11 till 11:30, I'll be showing him stuff. Then I'm going to go down to... What's it? Fuck.
Red Hot Ranch.
Right. Red Hot Ranch. Then I'll be back here. In time for this bullshit.
Are you going to get a full Polish over there? That's been on my list lately. I want to try their full Polish brat.
I do flip to the burger occasionally just because the hot dog can get a little boring. Someone told me to have the fried shrimp, but it's a pricey
they
item.
They are. It's like $14 for the bag of shrimp.
Well, it must just kill you even the hot dog to pay whatever they charge for that there because you're used to paying a dollar.
It didn't used to, but I noticed it's crept up now, and now with the tip, I'm dropping 8.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like I was dropping 5 when we first opened here.
A dog and fries?
Dog and fries and a tip.
5 all in?
Yeah. But it's...
$19.99.
Speaking of which, when I was rolling up today, there were two gentlemen leaving what used to be Turbo Taco next door. They were locking up, and so I stopped and I chatted with them, and I said, do you guys know what is going to be coming in here and when? They didn't know, but they turned me on to a good taco place around the corner called Rosalita's. They swore by it.
Okay. See if we can get them as a sponsor.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's a scam where it's like a tax dodge and it's like with the place opposite, like spinning it out as long as humanly possible to actually open it because then you can dump
it. Yeah, it's a tax dodge. Yeah. Tax shelter. Money laundering, would you say? Yeah.
Cannot take that friggin' long to build a taco place.
I wouldn't think.
I used to love that place. I would get burritos every time I worked.
Yeah. Well, it's a loss. Yep.
But are you guys canvassing? But are you guys going in this neighborhood and be like, hey, we're over at the Lodge. This comedy club next door. Here's some comps.
Kelsey's doing that at my behest.
Yeah, and then get free food or whatever.
I do that a lot. Just like going to the restaurants that I like around here, like Chef Special and stuff like that. There's certain places that are my favorite. So I've seen the staff a million times. So I'll remember. I'll bring in a couple. Like, hey, these are some 2-for-1 passes. Come by on a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
We're giving actual ticks.
Comps.
Full comps.
No comps for that Beth Stelling. That's a hot show. I received something in the email that I have tickets. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be working that night. I'll be behind the line. Yep. I think I'm covering Jenna or something.
I want to pay for them, obviously. I'm not looking for a comp. I don't think you were looking to give me a comp either. I'm going to pay for the 20 minutes. When are we going to get some...
I know, a legitimate clock.
This is so
drab
in here. We're in here every week. We need a clock. Let's hang some posters in here.
Hey, look, I've got your certificate up here.
The certificate looks awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Someone took the Jenny Hagel down.
I like that Jenny Hagel thing.
Maybe it fell.
You need like tchotchkes. We should put the Lodge hat in here too.
I could put up some of the artwork I have in the basement, although I want to start selling that.
Yeah. And then, at the Chicago Theater, we can have all our guests sign the wall.
Yeah.
In here. That'd be cool, right? What's behind these curtains?
Make up names. Yeah, what are be? What is be?
Soundproofing and a TV and a TV behind you.
There's a TV in here?
Yeah.
We could be watching movies.
Oh shit, you could have like a important meeting.
We could watch our specials and review them live on that TV.
I don't want to talk about that TV.
This TV is old.
That's the first flat screen they ever made.
Tube in it. What do you call it? The tube?
That sizzles like a glass of Pepsi.
Now I got to know why you're upset about that TV.
Nope.
No. I have diarrhea.
Oh.
Right now.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't. Wait. How can you? Ongoing.
It's not ongoing. I woke up with it.
But isn't it just then and done?
No. Well, I went a couple diarrheas. Oof. No, I ate a whole Jack's pizza last night while watching.
And that'll do it to you.
Today's comedian Marcelo Hernandez. How do you say it, Hernandez or Hernandez?
I thought it was Hernandez.
Hernandez, Hernandez. I think it's Hernandez.
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 They Nandez probably.
They.
You're saying in 2025.
Oh, they Nandez. Oh,
yeah,
I get
Marcelo
it. Yeah.
They Nandez.
They Hernandez. I ate a whole Jack's pizza. I woke up and I had terrible diarrhea.
What was on the pizza?
Just cheese. But I ate the whole thing. Is it?
Those are small.
I think so too.
That's like two slices of regular pizza.
You would eat a whole frozen pizza, yeah?
100%.
By yourself?
Not a DiGiorno. Those are too big.
Yeah.
Not a DiGiorno, but a Jack's or a Roma.
Yeah,
or
one of those little guys.
Yeah.
100%.
They're so light.
You're not going to, what are you going to save some of it?
Yeah.
For later? Mm. You're going to put it in a Tupperware? I don't think so.
Well, one, right?
Now you could shit through the eye of a needle.
Yep. I'm having what the Viz calls an anal lanch. You heard of that?
Did you look that up?
Yeah, I looked up the Viz today.
An analanch.
And I didn't know if it was analanch or an anal lanch.
Yeah.
Analanch, like an avalanche,
right.
But from the anus.
Yep.
That's clever.
Another one I found the Viz this morning was, if you ever go to a music festival, and the place where they keep all the toilets and everything like that, the porta potties, they call those the brown lands.
The brown lands.
Like, I'm headed off to the brown lands. I'll be back. You want anything?
I don't think anybody wants anything from the brown lands.
Yeah, I was going to say, go have a shit and then carry my hot dog back for me.
From the brown lands. So I know we don't do the Viz anymore, and you talked about it last week, but maybe we should spice it up with the Viz. Maybe we just have a Viz word of the day, right? Instead of going through it and seeing if Christian and I know these words and we don't know them. And,
right, that's why the game never worked.
Yeah, because it's just too, it's kind of hard. But you could give us the Viz word of the day.
All right. I'll do it next time.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I gave you today's. I did today's.
Okay.
Anal lanch. All right. What else? Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
No? I thought I had something, but now I've forgotten it.
This time of year, it just feels like nothing really happens. You know?
Yeah?
Yeah. I ride a bike, so I'm less mobile, you know, when it's snowing and when it's negative temperatures.
What a winter. What a winter this has been.
It's been okay.
What?
People are so easily forget how nice it was throughout December.
Yeah,
we had it was right. It got bad for a little bit. Yeah. It got bad recently again. You know, it's going to. But I think all in all, it's been pretty good. We've only had a few snowstorms.
It's been a ball kicker. Cold, lots of snow, snowing on the way in here again.
Yeah, yeah. That I did get caught in that.
Gray.
I was coming from Rice and Bread.
Yeah, yeah. Weather don't normally get to me, but this year,
it's getting
enough.
Yeah, it's getting to me too. A little bit.
I think could be partly the hellscape we're living in, though.
Yeah, that
you know,
with the weather,
it's like that.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah. There's no relief.
Well, we have some.
Actually, that's part of the reason I got rid of the old smartphone and switched over to the flip phone.
So to get away from the hellscape, the doom
scroll. I was slowly pruning Instagram and all that from my phone as it was, but then finally I decided to take the leap. I said, you know what? I'm going to go for a week from Sunday to Sunday. I'm going to see. You know, there was a time in my life when I didn't have a smartphone. I can easily go back to that time. I don't like being so connected to it. So,
how has it been?
It's been a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like T9. It takes forever, but then you're very selective
T9
on who you're
talking
to.
T9 without the texting?
Yeah, you know, you hit if you want to, you know.
It takes forever to text.
G-I-V-E, you're doing 444-444-888, you know, et cetera. And then you make a mistake and it takes forever to back up. So then you don't text that much.
It's just you're very curt with your texting.
Right.
You probably sound mean or like.
I try not to. I try to, well, because I'm aware of that, so I try to be very polite with my texts to overcome that.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Try to use a lot of hey buddies.
Yeah.
Please, thank yous.
So do you find that with the decreased text functioning, you're calling people more on the phone and having, that's good.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
it is.
Having phone conversations.
I hate that.
Yeah. Well, I, but
talking
not,
on the phone,
not
people
the people
hate?
I call, though. Cause I really only talk to six people, you know, in my whole life, you know, so.
Maybe it's just me they hate. I was thinking, people never pick the phone
when
they hate
you call?
It. Yeah, but then I was like, well, maybe
people
I'm
hate
the,
it. They don't.
Maybe I'm the factor.
Yeah, maybe because people pick up for him. Well, that's good. I wanted to call people more.
Yeah, it is nice because, you know, you just get to have a short little conversation, you get it out of the way, and you move on with your life.
But we've kind of lost that muscle, though, I feel like, the phone conversation.
Well, I feel like there is a point. Like, what I do is I play it forward in my head where I'm like, okay,
what?
I'm going to call this person, I'm going to tell them this. Maybe there's going to be a discussion, a bit of backwards and forwards. All right, that's a phone call. If I know I wank on about this all the time. Texting is invented for... I'm 5 minutes away. See you shortly. Right. That's what it's for.
Right. It's for a short message.
But now it's like just fucking like
you know what?
Entire convos.
And that's the other thing too that this has created is, you know, I'll think of something and I'll think, oh, I really want to tell this one person this thing, but it's going to take so long to text them. So now I'm just going to wait until the next time I see them. Because if it's important enough, I'll remember to tell them then. And then we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't need to be updated on every little thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a show and it made me think of you. Wait till the next time you see that person. Yeah. Let them know about that.
Yeah.
It means more.
Yep. Yeah.
So are you going to stick with this, keeping this?
The experiment is Sunday to Sunday, and what is it, Wednesday? So I'm about halfway through.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm going to go as far as I can. And I think at some point it's just going to become normal again for me.
So you're thinking about this long term?
Yeah. The only down thing that I need, so I have my other one right here because I can't play... Well, here's the other thing. I can't play Spotify when I'm riding on my bike with my Bluetooth speaker, but I want to get rid of Spotify anyway and move over to like actually playing songs from my old iPod, you know, that I bought, that I purchased myself, and the money's going to the artist.
Or get a Discman.
Yeah, it's slowly, little by little. No joke. Like, they have little things like that. You can, like, there's solutions. You don't need to have the smartphone, you know? Yeah. Like, everything, I can figure out a different way to do it, one at a time.
Yeah, I struggle a bit because I need the ticketing app and, the thermostats for this place.
Well, here's the thing. It still acts like a little computer. You switch the SIM card over to your flip phone, but...
You don't want to be doing that.
I did it. That's how this works.
No, but you don't want to keep toggling back and forth.
Right, but if you had to, you can fire up your phone and, you know, look at Eventbrite. You know, it just acts like a small laptop.
Yeah. Hey, look at this... This candy heart. Look what it says. My head. What do you think it means? Like,
it says give my me head. Hero.
What?
It says my hero.
No, it doesn't. It says my head.
I think I gave you the wrong glasses.
It says my hero. It might say my nerd, but I'm pretty sure it's hero.
My head. Oh. All right. Well, the only other thing I'm thinking about this week.
Oh, yeah, you're wearing the number one glasses.
Oh, yeah,
I gave you the 1 millimeter. These are the 2 millimeter over here.
Or I can manage for now, but only other thing I'm thinking about this week, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Ramped up. Do any of you guys want to host a Super Bowl party
family? I was thinking about having people over, yeah.
You have my whole family over?
Sure, come on
we'll
over.
Come over.
Get some Jack's Pizzas. We'll have a good time.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We'll just take over your living room.
Yeah. I got a nice place.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to see it someday. I'd like to be invited to either one of your places.
I'm not sure I have a Super Bowl in me. The last time I tried to do a Super Bowl party, it tanked.
Oh, really? Nobody showed or just people
no,
just didn't
people
enjoy it?
No, people showed. It was the most... There was this generation of boring, nerdy, goddamn comedians that just wanted to talk about their favorite SNL sketches and blah, blah, blah.
They weren't into the game?
Sounds terrible.
It wasn't even the game. It was just like, you're boring. You just talk about comedy all the time.
Yeah, one-dimensional people.
Just, oh.
You know, Mark, I've got my shirt out ready to go. I've got it sitting on a table in my living room.
Yeah, yeah.
The Buffalo Bills shirt that he used to wear to your parties, Bill.
Yeah. You should have a party. So
even though the Bills are not in the Super Bowl, have no...
Yeah, I wouldn't want you there.
Not
walking around that Bills.
At all.
Especially when the game goes south and then I'm looking at you in that shirt.
That's why you don't wear Bills gear. I learned a long time ago not to wear Bills gear because when they lose, you're going to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
What's your prediction then?
Well, the entire world is picking the Seahawks to win. I've not seen one... pundit or one journalist pick the Patriots. Now, it seems like Seattle's going to win. But I remember when the Patriots were undefeated that season, right? And they played the Giants. Everyone picked the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody picked the Giants, and the Giants won. So I don't know if you know, reading the conspiracy things and whatever, like when everybody's picking one way,
right.
Don't sleep on the other way.
Especially with sports books now.
Right.
I think Vegas is leaning on the officials right now.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think they're gonna lose, but
will it be a plucky loss, or will it be a versus the Bears massacre?
No, I don't think it's gonna be a versus the Bears massacre. I think it'll be plucky. Yeah, I think they've got pluck. They're a very plucky
team. Who plays for the Patriots?
Well, you got Drake May, who could be, and we'll find out tomorrow night, MVP of the National Football League. And then you got a cast of,
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. There you go, your Bills.
My man, yep.
Stephon Diggs. He's been great.
Yep. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. It's kind of a team of mercenaries they put
together.
What
about Vinatieri?
No,
he's
not.
Still there?
He's not.
He's long gone.
No, he's not. No. He's been replaced by...
What did you call him? Vinny the Guinea.
I never said that. I never said.
I remember.
I've never used that term, Guinea. I never used that term.
You telling me that's what
he's called? Got so wide.
Some people
called it the Super Bowl party.
No, some people refer to him as the Golden Guinea. I did never say that term. I don't use those kind of terms. Guinea.
You did.
That's a pejorative term for Italians. I don't talk like that.
Who else did they used to have when they were good?
Oh, well, have you heard of Tom Brady?
Yeah, but no, they had a cast of people. What the one thing I always did? Tell me if I already said this. The one thing I always liked about the Patriots is if anyone got lippy, they tossed them out.
Oh, they did. Well, yeah, get out of here.
Didn't take any shit.
Yep.
The team comes before you.
They call that the Patriot way.
Yeah, and I always liked that.
Because Mike Vrabel's brought back the Patriot way.
Yeah, I'm surprised Stephon Diggs is doing so well there then, because he's classically a diva.
Yeah. Well, they had Randy Moss, too. They had other guys that would fall in line with the Patriot way, or you would get the fuck out.
Yeah, that was good, that.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, you like that. Yep. Your old school values.
Yep.
Just shut up and play.
We're ants.
Yeah, ants marching. Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this world.
Yeah, well.
Ants?
No, ants?
Well, we're not ants.
We're not conforming.
Enough.
We're not following directives.
We're not obeying the laws of nature, that humans are communal beasts, and you do what's best for the team.
Mm. Yeah,
We've
it's a very selfish,
way.
Selfish society we live in.
That's why I hate what do they call them? Not Republicans. The people who want to be Republican but haven't got the balls.
Conservatives.
Of course, you're talking about.
What do they call themselves?
Libertarians.
Libertarians, yes.
Oh.
Yes. The Ralph Nader people.
I thought he was a green freak.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he was a green freak.
The Ross Perot. No.
Ross Perot.
What was he?
He was something.
That's funny. He was that. Ross Perot was that lunatic millionaire.
Yeah.
That kept,
can I finish? Can I finish? Dan Carvey used to do great Ross
Perot.
Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? Go good. All right. Well, we want to go down that rabbit hole. We're already 30 minutes in here. And I really want to talk about, Marcelo Hernandez. Now, I chose him because I told you last week, stumbled on this. The algorithm pulled it up after something else I was watching. And I watched the first couple minutes and I said, I'm not going to watch this right now. I'm going to tell the guys we're going to watch this one. Right. I like Marcelo Hernandez from what I've seen of him on Saturday Night Live, where he's a current cast member. Maybe I should have done more research, but I don't know a whole hell of a lot about him other than that. What do you guys know? Do you know anything about him?
I've never even seen him on SNL. I only know that he was on SNL. I know nothing about him.
No, he is on SNL.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys not watch SNL?
No.
No, I'm not home Saturday night to watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could watch it.
On what?
On your TiVo.
My missus would watch it occasionally, but I'll leave the room.
Mm. I watch it. I don't appointment watch it. I don't, jump in front of the screen on Saturday nights to watch it. But when I'm
I found a channel on my digital antenna that plays nothing but old SNL episodes all
the
way through, just back to back.
Antenna
all day
TV?
Long. Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like channel 58.6.
Digital. It's a
digital antenna. Yep.
Hmm. Let's see if I can find it.
You got all sorts of free stuff.
It's playing it right now.
Yep, right now, and it'll jump from one from a year ago to one from the 80s
to
one from the 90s to one.
I can check that out.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. Anyway, so I he's got a good energy. He's kind of funny. He's weird, and I thought, well, this will be a good current comedian to watch. I think we need to watch some some of the guys that are just hitting the scene right now. Mm-hmm. He's a young man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, how old does he say he is?
27, I think.
Oh, he's 27? He looks like a fucking 15-year-old. Looks very young.
He does, yeah. I would have guessed 24.
Yeah, looks very young. Anyway, this special now on Netflix is called American Boy. It just came out recently. Takes place. Shot in Miami, where he is from.
Where? What was the name of the theater?
I don't know.
That was a cool-looking spot.
I didn't see the spot as much in the...
It felt like a decorated warehouse like that one guy had used to me because...
Michael Che?
Yeah, because he had a large stage behind him.
Right.
But then stood on a tiny apron square most of it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell already by your... your gas face that you didn't enjoy this young man. Am I right?
It was awful. It was terrible.
Well, let's get right to it. Do you feel the same way that this kid was awful?
If I had to sum it all up, I wasn't a fan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Big pile of shit.
All right. Well,
I don't want to come down too hard on him, though, because I don't know if he's a stand-up comedian. He's a sketch guy, you know?
Yeah, I watched an hour, and I was like, this guy is not a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, what's he doing on stage as a stand-up comedian? You know, was he just put in that position and he's like, oh, fuck, I guess I have to make an hour's worth of material now?
Well, that's why I think where we're at with stand-up and stand-up specials, right? Like anyone, like Brett Goldstein. Well, I guess he was a stand-up. I mean, it just seems like anyone that's on TV is...
You can just give him an hour.
Yeah, give him an hour
tell you how I watch this.
Called stand-up.
How I watch this, I said to my missus, I've got to do this. Do you want to sit in and watch it with me? She said, yeah.
Okay.
We got about 5 minutes in, and I said, I'm not going to make this the whole way. Let's do halfway. And she's like, I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
By the time we got to halfway, it was like beads of sweat. Like, oh, is this it? Yes, we're halfway.
You were sweating?
Off.
Yeah, my experience was almost, it was very similar.
I literally I hit pause to see where Netflix was going to put the break, and then just mentally was like, okay, if I can make it there, and then tomorrow morning I'll just finish it off.
Did you?
Without my missus.
Okay.
Did you bother to finish it off?
I did finish it off. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm sort of glad I did, because it, from the absolute nadir of stand-up, which I left off in, it climbed a little bit.
Nadir means peak or it means bottom?
Acme is the peak. Nadir is the bottom. Yeah. It climbed just imperceptibly towards the end.
Yeah. I had a very similar experience. I watched the first 20 minutes, turned it off, said I'll do this tomorrow.
That's not a good sign.
I said, let's just watch the last 15 minutes, see how it wraps up. Because if we start, it was an agreement. I was watching it with my missus, and we both said, okay, this is awful. You know, let's turn this off for now. And the next morning it was, okay, let's give it another shot. But if he's still talking about the same thing 20 minutes later, you know, that's it. You know, I'm going to go and I'm going to watch the last 5 minutes. So then it turned into 15 minutes. I think we started with like 16 minutes left, and it was bearable enough. And I finished it out, yes.
Well, I guess you guys did better than me. I came home late last night, and I was like, you know what? I always watch these in the morning, right? And I'm always pressured to fit the hour in to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to stay up late tonight, and I'm going to watch it, make myself a Jack's pizza, really, you know, I'd worked all day, and
it's so risky too. Late at night, pizza, dreams.
I know, but you know, and I was like, I'm really gonna relax here,
mm-hmm.
light a fire, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
I fell asleep. I honestly think it was in the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. I am curious to see how it ended. So you guys can tell me, right? I'll tell you where I left off. And
he had one good Shark Tank joke, I thought. I don't think
I heard any Shark Tank material.
It was just a reference to Shark Tank, and I think I just thought it was funny because I wasn't expecting him to say something funny.
It was part of the Full House.
I have Full House was the last thing I wrote on my page. Then what? How much was after that Full House bit?
I've just got the screaming is getting really annoying. Immigrant people groan. Parenting debate groan. Crime bit groan. That's my notes for the last bit.
Okay.
My girlfriend is much more attuned to what's been on the internet for the last, you know, 5 years, like all the memes and the jokes, you know, the things that I don't really pay a lot of attention to. And she pointed out that a lot of his material, she's like, this is a joke that was on the internet a year ago. He just changed one word. And that just kept happening over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. The material's not good. Right. I mean, it's the writing's not good, maybe is a better way of saying it. Like there's, he just seems like he has, he like a comedian who has ideas and he just goes up and talks about them for as long as he can. And there's no, he doesn't even know where the jokes are.
It's what I call enthusiastic storytelling.
Yes. Yeah, right.
So that's what I was looking for.
I was kind of saying the same thing. I was like, listen, I see, like, if I was talking to this guy in a room, I'd be like, this guy's hilarious. You know, I'll talk to this guy all night long, you know, but that's not what we're here for, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah.
I want some structure. I want a punchline.
Yeah. Yeah. The screaming, I really thought that was bad. I mean, it was almost Kinison-esque.
Yes.
He was doing, right?
I thought the same thing.
The way he screamed, but he screamed so often, and it became so grating towards the end. I mean, it was grating the whole time, but it really was like, you got to stop. You got to stop screaming.
I think it was because he realized that was a laugh getter.
Yes.
And he was just trying to
mugging.
Keep it up.
Like. Yeah. And also, I mean, you know, when we were doing the sound check here, I kept saying dog, 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 dog.
Now I get it. All
right. Right. Cause that's, I mean, he bookended everything with dog, you know, dog, you know, dog. And the accent, right. His Latin accent, almost seemed fake to me. Like it was almost over the top, like he was playing.
You went to a Jesuit school in Miami and a Jesuit college,
right?
You weren't hanging around with Chico and the fucking man, dude. So don't give me this shit.
let me give a point of view. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
Okay. All right. My cousin that works for the Florida Panthers down there in Fort Lauderdale. All right. He's got a very good friend named Alex, and Alex is a Miami kid, you know, and I've known this guy for a long time. He talks just like him. And he also like wasn't, you know, like hanging out, I don't know, what did you say with Chico?
He's Chico and the Man. He's referencing an old TV show.
Right, right. But he's very much like just realistically does talk that way. And he's, you know, he
talks like Marcelo Hernandez.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I saw a lot of similarities.
I mean, I could see, I guess, the youth of today down in Miami. I've been to Miami. I loved Miami. God, I liked Miami. To me, it's like Europe. Like, people actually aren't just walking around like tramps, like in the Midwest.
Right.
And all that. So I could see that the kids would be like, well, this is a cool accent to have, so I'm just going to cultivate it. So, but I would thought it would have worn off.
Yeah.
You know, college in Ohio, this, that.
Yeah.
I just don't buy it.
Yeah, I didn't buy it either. To me, it was like a almost as cartoonish as like a Speedy Gonzalez meets a Tony Montana.
Sure.
Like,
it very much would fit. It'd be like almost like a prop for his act. You know, it's almost necessary for him to get across and to talk to talk the way he's trying to communicate.
Yeah, it would be like if a Boston comedian really played up that Boston accent.
Right. Like, yeah, because they're playing to a Boston crowd, and they, you know, they gotta.
Right.
Like, this is how I'm gonna get them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Yeah. So yeah, I didn't. I mean, I thought the first 5 minutes when he comes out was, oh my God, it was like an open micer coming out and bombing. Like, and you just felt like this guy does not know what he's doing when he's doing that dance bit.
Yeah.
And he's trying too hard and it's not landing. I was like, oh my God. And that must have been what you were talking about. Like in the first, like, I'm not going to make it through this.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I saw when I stumbled on this. And I was like, all right, let's have a look. Let's have a closer look at this.
Yeah.
Right. To see if he bombs for an hour. But I thought he did have some good spots as it went on. Like I thought his take on him thinking he was white until he went to Ohio, and then like contrasting the differences between, you know, the Miami culture he grew up in and the Ohio culture, right? Where he was, when he does that bit about like in Ohio, you know, they're and he just starts singing that killer song. Yeah. Jealousy, wedding. Like, I thought that was really good. I thought he did awesome with that. And then to contrast that with, you know, how the music is so happy in Miami, even when it's, you know, about like, I'm getting a divorce. My wife is fucking another man, you know, right?
Yeah, but I've heard that bit so
you
many
have?
Times.
Yeah. There's,
who
yeah,
did
there's...
that bit?
Every open mic between the years 1998 and 2000. I mean, it's not. There is literally nothing in this hour that is the most. The only good bit I have to say about it was the prank his mom pulled on him with the making him think he was the foster
thing. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Child Protective Services one.
Yeah. That was the only, literally, the only piece of this that is salvageable.
Speaking of which, how about the fact that this, I think this might be the third special in a row, or at least three out of the last four, that a family member introduced.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
What's Mom the deal with that?
Yeah, why does this keep happening?
And you know what's weird is, you know, he kind of does like a dance with her.
Yeah,
like,
at the end.
Isn't that what the Beckhams are now feuding about?
I don't know.
Yeah, so one of the Beckhams is now at loggerheads with Posh and whatever because they did a dirty dance at his wedding.
Oh yeah, I did read that. The kid was upset because family members were like dancing provocatively at the wedding.
No. He was going to do his first dance with his wife, and they pulled a switcheroo, and Posh goes up there
to dance with him,
and then dances kind of like grinds on him a bit, and he's sitting there going, Jesus Christ, you know, and I'm like, this is my wedding, and I got my mom grinding on my pelvis, and now they're big to do about it.
It's ridiculous.
But the dance was a little close.
It was. It was like, it's your mom.
Yeah, seriously, come on, man.
Oh, with Hernandez at the end?
Yeah, when he's getting off, like they start dancing a little bit.
They did it at the start as well, didn't they?
Oh, I guess I didn't notice that part, but they danced for a long time and it got pretty intense.
Well, That was throughout this special something that I kept coming back to. Like, there's like an Oedipal thing here
with
him and his mom.
Yeah,
and
mommy
like
issues,
all these stories about his mom.
Right.
And like,
and I did think it was funny. He went and gave her a big hug after talking trash about her for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Almost the entire act is about her.
Yeah.
And it's like physical abuse, mental abuse.
Right.
But that's fine. I was like, whoa. This whole thing was an hour of not funny, not good comedy, but it did make me think about some stuff of like, one of the things that I really get annoyed about is this whole thing that if you're an immigrant, you must be working class. And I've been having this argument now for 27 years of being here. Like, just because you're an immigrant does not mean life was hard. Like, you know, obviously I'm middle class immigrant, so I'm going to say that. And probably for most immigrants, it is harder. But this assumption, I see comedians going, oh, my parents were immigrants. It was a hard life. I was like, well, what were your parents? Well, one's a university lecturer and one's a doctor.
Right.
No, you're fucking middle class. So shut the fuck up about your hard life. And that just rubbed me with this thing. It's like you're just painting this brush of immigrant this and blah blah blah. No, you're talking about class, and you know that's a huge bugbear for me. So not only was I annoyed how shit the comedy was, then was like getting under the skin of some
buttons.
of my real hot button issues as well.
Yeah, so saying like he's really playing up his immigrant status to make it seem like I had it rough because I was is he Cuban? He's Cuban, right? Or he's
no,
Cuban
he's
American.
American. He's,
right, he's
an American,
American
boy.
But he's a Cuban. His family's Cuban, right? Yeah. I see that. He's almost like playing a Cuban Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Meaning like trolling or digging for that, you know, poor man's appeal.
No,
he's
sure
not.
Sure, someone will say, "Well, Mark, you only think that because you are a fat white." Fucking middle class fuck, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, I never really think of you as an immigrant, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
But I am.
Yeah,
you are.
Both sides have a case.
Could ICE sweep you up and get you out of here?
I mean, they don't follow due process, so they could do it to anyone.
Right, right. But your current status is?
Green card.
Green card. What about citizenship? You, there's got to be a path there for you, right?
I feel like I already discussed this.
I don't think so.
I don't think I've heard of this.
I couldn't do it when my dad was alive, because that would have
killed him.
Killed him. And now I don't really see the point of it.
Mm. Oh,
plus
yeah.
I have this whole thing of like, I hate that
national
identity is forced upon you.
Yes, we've talked a little bit about that. So that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah, I would like to see you be an American, though.
What does
like
it matter?
Well, I am more Yank now. I'm 29 years Yank, 27 years
You're
English.
More Yank. Yeah. Well,
but I'm a citizen of the world is how I like to annoy people at dinner parties.
All right, well, let's give it with the rating scale. Dogs, how many dogs? You want to rate this?
No, shouldn't it be how many eyes?
What was that?
That was one of his screams, but I didn't really deliver it with
it sounded
the,
like a wounded
the gusto.
Animal. Ah! That wasn't very good either.
Yeah.
What about him being a young Ricky Ricardo?
Who says that?
A young Desi Arnaz Jr.
I don't know who that is.
From I Love Lucy, Desi Arnaz.
Oh, there's the husband.
He could play a young Desi Arnaz.
Mm-hmm.
Now
that's a funny show.
Sure. Okay. Let's do her next. Yeah. Lucille Ball. I can't wait to see who's picking.
I've been barking up that roast tree for a while now, but
yeah, wanted
nobody
to do.
Seems to go for it.
Yeah. Well, you'll get the. You choose a roast. That's the beauty of this.
The power is in my hands next week.
All right. Well, listen. I think this kid's very affable. I think he's earnest. I think that's one thing that comes across. And he's not phony, right? He's an earnest kid, and yeah, he's not skilled. He's not a skilled comedian. He has good energy. He's positive, right? And I think you know, there's more in store for this kid. He's not a good stand-up. His material's not very good. His delivery's not very good, but. You know, with that, I'll give him 1 out of 4 dogs or screams or whatever. Grinds with his mother.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Grinding on his mom's. 1 out of 4. Mark?
0 out of 4.
Zero. This is getting nothing. No, nothing redeeming here.
This is bracketed. This is the closest to Brett Goldstein.
Wow. More than anybody else. Yep. But is it as bad as Brett Goldstein? Ooh.
I would say it's, because I was like, are we going to be vote? No, because you've already said it's not the worst thing.
I don't think it's as bad as Goldstein. That killer's bit with the music, that won me over. That moved me off the Goldstein meter.
Maybe slightly better than Goldstein.
Slightly better than Goldstein. It's like the Mendoza line in baseball, right? Like the you know, the batting average, the low batting average. It's the Goldstein line. Christian, is he above or below the Goldstein
line?
Well,
I'll tell you what. You know, I'd love to give him a rating if he ever comes out with a stand-up special. Because it's not a stand-up special. But since I do have to give him a rating, I'll give him half a dog, but the
half a dog.
Back half of the dog.
the hind quarters of the
That's
dog.
That's right.
So we got a half, a 1, and a 0. And for Goldstein, we gave them all a 0, in essence.
I don't know if we were doing it like that.
I don't know if I was in the mix yet at that point.
2 zeros. All right, so he avoided the Goldstein. There
no
won't be
certificate.
Any certificates
no
handed
certificate
out.
This week. It was discussed ahead of time.
What did I get that one for? Who was that for?
That was for, what's her name? Leanne Morgan.
Leanne Morgan. So how about that?
He is way worse than Leanne Morgan. I'll get...
But you said Leanne Morgan was the worst
The worst
saw.
I've ever seen.
And this kid's better than Leanne Morgan. Too.
I would rather watch this special again than ever see anything Leanne Morgan does again.
Mm. Leanne Morgan's a pro. My wife did give me some shit about it, though, after she listened to that one recently.
Said, did you hang up your...
You like Leanne Morgan's breasts, huh?
Where's the certificate in your house?
It's behind my desk.
Is it?
If we were in a Zoom, you could see it in a Zoom.
Be on your desk, like you're the principal of the You have a desk. I got my
diplomas, and I got that up there. My many diplomas and my certificate.
And then you bring your kids in once a week. So we've had a review.
Yeah. Sit down, son.
But yeah. You're just not right for this organization. Yeah. You don't understand the Patriot way.
Oh, my kids are on board with the Patriot way. Well, yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll do better next week, or the comedian will do better next week. Yeah. Mark, who's that going to be?
So I think, oh, man, now I should have. This is another thing. So I picked three out.
All right.
I want us to get back to, well, there's three comedians that are massive, and I have not watched 1 minute of their stuff. I've got on the boiler, I've got Kevin Hart, Shane Gillis, and Taylor Tomlinson.
All right.
And you can see I've gone full DEI on those three.
Department of Equity and Inclusion.
Yeah. So.
Full DEI?
Someone was telling me, Shane Gillis, who was it? Nick Mullen was telling me this weekend, Shane Gillis played like fucking Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, he's huge. He's blown up. Yeah.
And yet, I don't know. I don't even know what he looks like.
You don't?
No. So I'm shading towards Shane Gillis.
Yeah. Okay. So how are you going to make this decision? You're just going to make it right now? You're going to decide? Are you looking for us? Looking at us?
I'm looking at you. I don't want to influence your decision. No, I'm trying to coax some sort of thing out of you.
I'll tell you what. I already know which one I'd like to watch out of those three, but I'm not going to.
I know who I don't want to watch.
I also know who I don't want to watch. Yeah.
But I'm not going to say.
I'm going to go Shane Gillis.
Cool.
All right. To it.
I'm excited because I saw him on Saturday Night Live. He was great on Saturday Night Live. Very controversial. Was fired from Saturday Night Live, I guess, at one point.
Huh.
Have you seen his show Tires?
No, that's but I keep hearing about it. Yeah, it's good. Funny. The show's good.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
So he's a MAGA, you know.
Is he?
He's part of that MAGA crowd. I mean, he trends
surprised.
MAGA. I'm not saying he's a Trumper. I don't know any of his politics, but
I think the special is called Beautiful Dogs.
It's Beautiful called Dogs?
I can't read my own chicken scratch here. It's something dogs for sure.
Beautiful Dogs. Well, you'll let us know.
I think it's Beautiful Dogs, and it's on Netflix.
Okay.
You're going to have to text it to us individually, though, because I don't know if this is one of the downfalls of the flip phone. I noticed I do not receive group texts anymore, to my delight.
Huh.
You can't get group texts on a flip?
Well, no, I don't think so, because I had to turn on my smartphone to do something, and I saw a group chat to the entire staff about something hilarious that happened last weekend, and I would have not have seen it had I not turned on my phone. So that's why I texted you individually yesterday.
Yeah, I figured that out now, yeah. Yep. What the fuck does this one say? Taxes?
This one says downhill skiing.
Whoa. Give me that one. That one's for me. That's a directive. Still got a little time. I'm going to do some downhill skiing. It does not say that. It says kiss me. All right. Next week will be the week before Valentine's Day. I'll be all fired up getting ready for that. Are you coming to the show, the Stelling?
Yeah, I'm actually working that night. Yeah.
You're not bringing the missus?
No, she's going to an 80s prom dance with her mates.
Hmm. Oh, okay. You weren't invited to that?
No.
Okay. I'll need a dinner recommendation for that night. We won't have dinner before. What time's the show?
Chef special.
Treat your missus to
I've been there. It's great, yeah.
Treat your missus to an Irazu sandwich in the lobby.
Oh, they're going to be Irazu sandwiches?
Yeah, there will be.
Split a
really?
Bag of
crisps. Is that all the time now?
Every Friday and Saturday. Yeah. Tino sets up his shop at 8:30.
Yep. Like the tamale guy.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do that.
Sorry. Last time he went to Portillo's and he bought slices of chocolate cake.
That was
and then he was selling them as an upcharge. Yeah. Yeah. I think he was just like, he did a little side hustle. I think he was just putting some money in his own pocket.
That was a bizarre choice.
Yeah. I commend the kid for it. I think it's great.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
At least steam the original sticker off and put
it said Portillo's on the cake.
He just brought them in the original packaging. He just said $8. He bought them for $3. He was selling them for $8.
Unbelievable. Hey. He's plucky.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Certainly is.
All right. Well, I look forward to Shane Gillis. I look forward to the Super Bowl. Hopefully, I'll be in a good mood after the big Patriots win and Valentine's Day. Tekashi, take us out.